The quality of the school board right now is really in shambles. It's very offensive.
Parent and education advocate Patricia Elliott Patton. The parent group is demanding removal of Palladino for what they say is a history of racist and destructive behavior for his remarks made last month in an Art Voice survey. They say they believe receivership for the district would give school superintendent Kreiner Cash the power to bypass the school board and move away from Palladino's behavior.
And I think that our children have a good chance if we can have our district in receivership.
Parent Brian McIntyre is vice president of the organization. He points out half the city schools are already under receivership. This is allowing for change of these poor performing schools, some already being transformed into community and innovation schools.
And by having the receivership power, he's able to implement sound, proven programs regardless of contractual agreements and people's job placement. The focus is our children.
But the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization issued a statement. Co-chair Larry Scott tells us while they continue to fight for the removal of Palladino, they remain opposed to any federal, state, or mayoral takeover of the city school district.
It really is unsettling to me to have that considered. Some sort of outside entity, the state taking over an entire district. What is being called for is not for Dr. Cash as the superintendent to be the receiver. They're asking for the state to act as the receiver or to put in place a receiver to take over the school district.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.